Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Menachot Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah at the top of the Amud, which is Mishnah Hey of the third Perek. And this will be the last Mishnah for the rest of the Perek that will deal really with the world of Kodashim, as you will see. Hakometz Miuto Makevet Rubo. Meaning, even if a little bit of the komets is not there, the whole thing is lost. Even the smallest amount can withhold its fulfillment. Isaron miyuto mekevet rubo. The same thing is true about the full isaron of the mincha. Hayayin, when you're bringing yayin, a log, etc. Miyuto mekevet rubo. Hashemen, again, the log of the shemen, miyuto mekevet rubo. Hasolad vashem makvin zedzeh. Between the flour and the oil must both be brought. And our comments lavona, Magvin said the same is true about the comments and the lavona. Now this will be a very quick treatment. It's all psukim. My tama, why is it that the comments has to be fully needed there? Makram, alokum so. The Torah says you have to take a full comments, trezim, it says it twice. And as we know throughout the world of Kodashim, when something is repeated, that means it's ma'akev. Isaron miyuto makiv rubo, my time, amakra, misolta. From it, you have to take the comments from its flour, meaning shim chasva kol shu psulat, has to be fully there. Hayan me'altet ma'kevet ubo, because kacha is a word that implies ikuv and is mentioned in Parshat Nesachim in Bamidbar Tetvav. Hashemen mi'uto ma'kevet ubo, the same thing with shemen, so the minchat nesachim, if we're talking about the shemen that goes with minchat nesachim, then the same kacha, which we just saw for yayin, applies because it's all nesachim. Minchat nidava, amakra, umishamna, just like you read misolta, shim chisar kol shup sula, the full must be there. Hashemen vasolat makvin zetze, why misolta, umishamna, in migirsa, umishamna. Again, the Torah repeats that you have to take the comets from the flour and the oil, and it says it twice, therefore it's ma'akiv. Hakomets vavona makvin zetze, why al kol levonata, and v'eit kol alvana, asher ala mincha. So the levona being mentioned with the comets is again mentioned twice, and there we go. Now we go away from the world of Kodashim in our next Mishnah, Mishnah Vav, and that is a series of, in this case, objects that must be present to perform a particular mitzvah or set of mitzvot, and they must all be there. We start off in typical Tanaitic fashion with pairs, and then move out to 3 and 4 and 7. Shnei Sirei Kippurim Makvin Zetzeh. So the both of the goats of Yom Kippur. Shnei Kivsei Atzeret Makvin Zetzeh. The two lambs of Shavuot. Shnei Chalot Makvot Zetzeh. The Shnei Alechem. Both loaves must be there. Shnei Starim Makvin Zetzeh. The two sets of breads for Lechem HaPanim. Shnei Bazichim Makvin Zetzeh. The two cups of Lavona must both be there. Hastarim Bazichim Makvin Zetzeh. And also the cups and the loaves are makev each other. Shnei minim shebenazir, the two kinds of loaves a nazir bring. Gimel shebapara, the three kinds of things that are needed to throw into the burning of the para, which is the hyssop, the cedar wood, and the red thread. Dalad shebetodah, back to loaves. These are the four kinds of loaves and with the go there with the todah. Dalad shebelulav, and the four species of the lulav, must all be there. V'arba shebemitzora, which is again the hyssop, the cedar, wood, the red thread, and the birds that are used for Tarat HaMetzora must all be there. Makvin Zedzeh. Shiv'a ha'za'ot shebepara makvot zo'otzo. The seven sprinkles that are done when shechting the para duman facing the mikdash must all be done. Zayin ha'za'ot shel ben ha'madim v'sh'al ha'parochet v'sh'al mizbeach ha'zahav. The seven sprinkles that are done facing the kaporet inside the Kodesh Kodoshim on Yom Kippur, and that are done on the parochet and on the mizbeach when done for any inner korban, makvot zotzo, all seven must be done. Okay, the first thing we're going to do is just run through the psukim. They're all there on the page. Shnei Sirei Makipur Makvin Zetzeh, because the word chukah is written in Yom Kippur, and therefore everything in Yom Kippur must be done exactly as described. Shnei Kipsei Atzer Makvin Zetzeh, why? Havayek, it says, Tihiyena, they shall be. Shnei Chalot, same thing, Havaya. Shnei Sedarin, and Shnei Bazichin, and Hastarim Bazichin, all of them have Chukah written, and I wrote it once there, Lachama Panim. Shnei Minim Sheben Azir, Wad Yichtiv Kenya Aseh. In describing the Nazir, it says, this is what must be done, so it must be done exactly that way. Gimel Sheba Para, those three, again, Para famously Chukah. Arba'a Sheba Todah, Wad Yitka Shlo Nazir, Yichtiv Al Zevach Todah Shlomav, we've seen this already, Yamamar Shlomav, Rabot Shalmei Nazir. So there's an allusion in Todah to Nazir, the two are now connected, and what we know about Ken Ya'aseh for the Nazir now applies to the four loaves of Todah. You can't bring two of them and say, I did half the system. Arba'ash Mitzorah, Dichtiv Zot Tihiyeh, Torah Mitzorah. Again, Tihiyeh must be this way. Dalot Shebelulav, why? Because the Torah says, Ulekachtem, you shall take them. Really, it means ye shall take, but you shall take, and the drush is Lekichat Tama, take them as all, as one perfect taking. Now here we take a small parenthesis. This is only a problem if you do not have all four species. If you have all four of them, then the lack of taking them together is not a problem. There are three different ways this is understood by the Rishonim. Some Rishonim understand that what it means is, that Rashi says, that you could take them but not bind them together. So pick them all up in your hand at the same time. That's what Yeshlo means. Most of the Rishonim mean Yeshlo, mean they're available, they're in front of you, the Bab Bahag and the Rambam, others, that they're sitting in front of you, you can pick them up one at a time, and the Rambam says that explicitly, and so the Shulchan Aruch, although ideally you should pick them up together, nonetheless, it's not Ma'akev. The Ramban has, if you will, the most liberal Shita, which is that if you pick them up one at a time, even if you only get one of them later on in the day, retroactively, then you fulfill the mitzvah. Meaning Yeshlo means by the end of that day you have picked all four of them up, even if they weren't all four available at the same time. Generally we take the middle approach to saying they all have to be available to you at this time and in front of you. Now Meitave, watch this challenge. Arba minim shebelulav, shnayim mehem osin perot, shnayim mehem osin perot. It's a little bit of a homiletic. Two of them bear fruit, two of them don't bear fruit. Haosin perot yuz kukin l'shein osin, shein osin perot yuz kukin l'shein perot. They all need each other. They all have to be gathered together. It's a parallel. Am Yisrael are not accepted to God until they're all joined together. His agudah is founded on this earth. And that's Am Yisrael. So here you see that it's not enough to just have them all available. The answer is Tanoi. He has machloka Tanaim. Famous, we saw it in the third parak of Sukkah. Tanya lulav ben agud ben sheino agud kasher. Rabbi Yehuda omer agud kasher sheino agud pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says that unless it's bound together, it's pasul, and that's the author of that previous brayta. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, why gamar kicha kicha me agudat ezov? Agudat ezov, that is the hyssop taken for the bunch of hyssop that is taken to put the dam haPesach in Pesach Mitzrayim on the doors, had to be gathered together. And it says there also, Ulekachtem, Agudat Ezov. And here it says, Ulekachtem, Bayim Rishon, Priyet Tadar, etc. Malalan Mugudav, Kanba Agudah. Good. Rabbanan says, Lokam Kecha Kecha. They don't use that same inference. They don't have that tradition, and therefore they see it as an independent thing, and therefore the four can be taken separately, but must be taken. Come on, Azlahadatanya. So then, who is the author of the following Braita? Ula Mitzvah, Lo Agdov, Lo Agdov Kasher. It's a mitzvah to tie it together, but if not, then it's Kasher. Come on. Ikar b'Yehuda lo agdo amai kasher. Kept Rabbi Yehuda because he would say it's invalid if you don't bind it. I Rabbanan, so my mitzvah, why is there a mitzvah? After all, Rabbanan said you could take it separately. The answer is the Olam Rabbanan. It's Rabbanan. My mitzvah mishum zei livyan veyu. Because it's nicer. Itnai elefana b'mitzvot. You should beautify the mitzvot. So it's nicer to bind them together, but it's not ma'akev. Okay, back to our Mishnah. Sheva azo ot shebipara makvot zu adzu. Because again, it says chuka. As we had earlier with the three species. The end of the Mishnah listed the seven sprinkles of the dam inside. So, de Yom Kippurim, the ones on Yom Kippur, says, K'tiv Chukah. Depar Kwam Rashiachu, Depar Helm Davar, Vishal Sivir, Yisir Avodot Kochavim, but all of the other internal Korbanot, Kiritanya, Vasala Par, Kasher Asala Par, Harishon, in the description of the Par Koin Mashiach, Par Helm Davar, Vishal Sivir. It says, do the same thing you did with the earlier one, Parkoin Mashiach, Matamun Lomar, Lichpol Bahazaot, to tell you that you also have to do the Hazaot, Shemichisar Achat Minam Matanot Osaklum, that one left out is nothing. In other words, it is a repetition, and again, a repetition in Kodshim is Ma'akev. That's the treatment of the Mishnah. Now, Tanarabanan, Shemazot Shemapar, Shasan, Ben Shalishban, Ben Shalobachuvanot. If you did the seven sprinkles of the para, either shelo lishman, or you did them not exactly facing the opening of the mikdash from Har HaZeitim, then psulot. Shevnim shem azara, but any of the ones that are done inside, or of the ones of the azara, with the asham, Shalol ishman psulot, shalom mechuvanot ksherot. If they're not exactly facing, then they're kasher. Hi, vatani gavi parah shalol ishman psulot, shalom mechuvanot ksherot. But we have a bright relative to the parah that says if they're done not exactly facing the mikdash, then it is okay, just like the mitzorah. Chistolakash rabihuda harabaran. So his solution is attribution. Who's the author? The tanya mechusar kaparsh nirchasul azarabah shogeg chayav chatad. We're going to see a long piece here. If you come into the mikdash, you're mechusar kapar, you're fully tahor, but you didn't bring your last korban of taharat, then you are chayav chatat, v'mezin and oshkaret. V'ein zarech lomar tful yom, ushar kol tveim, and a real tameh certainly is chayav. U'tahorim, but if you're tahor, shnechasu lifnim v'chitzatan lehechal kulo, if you went inside of your boundary, let's say you went into the Kodesh, or Yisrael who went into the Kodesh, b'arba'im, you get makot. Mibeit laparochet opnei hakaparet b'mitah, but if you go inside the curtain into the Kodesh Kodoshim, then it's mitah b'dei shamayim. You know, Meir kol heichal kulo umibeit laparochet b'arba'im. He extends it. He says, if you go into the Kodesh or into the Kodesh Kodoshim, you only get makot v'opnei hakaparet, but only once you're facing the kaparet, the aron, then you get mitah. So he says mitah is in a narrower area. You have to be not only inside the Kodesh Kodoshim, but past the curtain facing the Kaporet. Now, b'maika b'palgi, where's the machloket b'hai kra? Question is where to put the dividing line in this pasuk. In the beginning of Achrimot, v'yomar Adonai Moshe, daber al Aron v'alchicha, v'al yavo, there's the lotase, b'chol eit al ha-kodesh, b'beit l'parochet, you can't come in, al p'nei ha-kaporet, asher al ha-aron v'le'amut, facing the Kaporet, and don't die. Meaning, if you come in this way, with the Anan and everything else, then you won't die. Rabbanan Savri ala Kodesh b'lo yavo, meaning once you come into the Kodesh, that's the lotase. Mi beit la, meaning this is of anybody who shouldn't go in, whether it's Aaron or Azar, whoever it may be. Mi beit la parochet v'alpnei hakaporet b'lo yamut. And anything beyond that, beit la parochet and on, it then goes to the lo yamut. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, he holds ala Kodesh umi beit la parochet b'lo yavo. The lo yavo applies even in beit la parochet, going past the parochet. Only when you're facing the Kaporet, it's Loyamut. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda says, you must be facing the Kaporet. Now, we're going to get back to this in a minute. My time at Rabbanan, why did the Rabbanan put the split where they do? The answer is, if you think it's Rabbi Yehuda's approach, which is that you have to be all the way in facing the Kaporet to be Chayav Mitah, let the Torah say that you are Chayav Arbaim El HaKodesh, and then chayav mitah pnei hakaporet. Don't say mi beit la parochet, going past the parochet. Why mention that? And then I'll know that if I'm chayav for going into the Kodesh, I'm certainly chayav for going past the parochet. Beit parochet, why did the Torah say to going past the parochet is also a chiyuv? It must be the next chiyuv, which is mitah. For Yehuda, just inverts it. If the Torah had done that, my Kodesh made the parochet. I would have thought that Kodesh meant that. I would think that even going into the Kodesh, there's no lav at all. And I would have thought Kodesh meant the parochet. But Rabbanan said, you couldn't say that. The Hechal Kulo Ikri Kodesh, the entire Hechal is called Kodesh. So what's Rabbanan's reason? If you think it's their way, then again, he flips it. Lichto rachmana ela kodesh, umi beit la parochet, v'lo bayal pnei kaporet. Then the Torah doesn't have to say, facing the kaporet yachayav mitah. And I mean, beit la parochet mitah, al pnei kaporet yibaya. Certainly, if you're going into the kodesh kadoshim, yachayav mitah, then certainly facing the kaporet is, v'nei kaporet achadah rachamah alam ali. So why did the Torah say, facing the kaporet yachayav mitah? Shmano pnei kaporet mitah, beit la parochet b'yaz hara, that it's only facing the kaporet that there's mitah. Anything less is only the lav. Rabbanan, achidam lo tzarich. Rabbanan say, you're right. It didn't need to be written. Why did it say that? Lim'ute derech meshupash, to exclude coming in through a back way. Why does the Torah say, facing, coming in from the east? To tell you, pnei is always coming from the east, and it's a way that you come in. So pnei hakaporet is not telling you where the chiyuv is. The chiyuv starts earlier, chiyuv mitah. Talking about what's called coming in. Yudas is lema kara pnei. My el, why did it say el pnei kaporet? Shma mina el davka. El means facing. Rabbanan says el lav davka. El doesn't mean exactly facing. It doesn't have to. Pnei kaporet means in that area. And that's where we get to. For Yehuda Damar El Pnei HaKaport Davka. So Vizayel Nochach Nami Davka. So therefore, if he says El Pnei HaKaport means you have to be facing it, so therefore spritzing the dam has to be El Pnei El Nochach HaMikdash. Rabbanan Minahatam Lav Davka Chnam Lav Davka. So Rabbanan are the authors of the second Braita. Says El doesn't mean exactly facing. So that's one solution here that we got from their different approaches to where the Chiyuv Mita is in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Rav Yosef, challenges and says, Rabbi Yehuda, Mida El Davka, so, Nami Davka, who says, El Mikdash, Sheni Lo Avu Aron Kapor, if that's the case, then in the second Mikdash where there was no Aron, Achanami Lo Avid Azot, there were no Azot, because you can't do it El Pnei Kaporet. Ula Makra, Achipat Mikdash HaKodesh, Mekom Kudash HaKodesh. He says, no, that's not a problem, because you're doing it facing the location where it was Mekudash for that. It doesn't have to actually be there. Okay. So that's one solution to the problem. Rav Amar Hava HaRabbanan. He says both Brayta to Rabbanan. Haidekai Mizrach Maravadi. Haidekai Tzofen V'Darvadi. It depends. If you're facing east-west, meaning you're facing west, you're not exactly facing it. It's not GPS. Then you're fine. But if you face north and south and you're really off, then you're really considered Lo Mechuvan. So Lo Mechuvan, there's ways to be Lo Mechuvan that are close and there's ways that are far off. Amar Mar Shininshem Mitzora Shalosh Mam Psulot Shal Mechuvanot Sherot. We had in that first Braita, that when it comes to the other Matanot inside and of Mitzora, if the Shalolishman Pasul, but if they're not facing the Kasher, Tanven Shalolishman Ben Shalom Mechuvanok Sherot, we have another statement that says, even Shalolishman is Kasher. V'yosef Lakasher, Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'abarat, this goes back to the beginning of Zvachim. Rabbi Eliezer, Demakish, Hashem Lachatat, if you remember, Rabbi Eliezer is the one who said that Hashem Shalolishman is Pasul because he says Hashem is like Chatat. So therefore, Makishnami Log Lasham, the log of the Shemen, of the Mitzora, which is what we're talking about, spritzing it seven times, is like an Asham, and therefore it's like a Chatan, and therefore Shalishmo is Pasul, and that's our Braita. Rabbanan Lo Makshi, and Rabbanan don't make that Hekesh, therefore Rabbanan, the authors of this Braita, says Shalishma is Kasher. But wait a second, Rabbi Eliezer inferred Asham from a Hekdesh for Chatat. Can it then go further and via Hekdesh teach the Log? Ela Amaravi says, Hava HaRabbanan, Kan Lachshir, Kan Lahartzot. He says, here's the difference. The first Braita means that it doesn't count for the guy. Shaloshman Pasul, meaning it doesn't count for you. But the second Braita is talking about whether it's a Kosher Korban. It is. Because again, Kola Zvachim Shiz Pachu Shaloshman, and this was done Shaloshman. Kshirot el shalo alo el avalim l'shem chova. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with the next Mishnah, which will keep us far out of the world of Kodshim, in the world of the Mikdash, with structures of which all the components are mutually necessary and vital. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.